Who was Qasem Soleimani, and what exactly was his role in Iran? This week on Throughline, how the assassinated Iranian general and the organization he represented have shaped the relationship between the U.S. and Iran for decades. That's this week on Throughline from NPR, the podcast where we go back in time to understand the present.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on January 24th, starting with Black Lips and their latest, Sing in a World That's Falling Apart. This is Black Lips. The album is Sing in a World That's Falling Apart, and the song we're listening to is the opening cut. It's called Angola Rodeo. I can't believe they've been at it for like 20 years now, but the name of this one kind of says it all.
Yeah, and this band is at an interesting point in its career. Black Lips has been around since 1999 and kind of made their name on this like unhinged garage rock with a lot of really provocative and aggressive stage antics, and just everything is very amped up and very sloppy and very aggressive. And this album is a little bit of a left turn where they're kind of bringing out a lot of the more like country rock influences in their sound. A little bit of more of a chugging quality in their in their sound, but that aggression is still there. It's just channeled differently.
You say they like being provocative and subversive. In this case, the provocation is joy, right? Like, what was that joy? The album Joy as an Act of Defiance.
Yeah, Idols. Yeah,
by Idols last year. And like you said, a little messy. It's like they have intentionally refused to get any better over the years. It's like they've made no attempt to be polished, right? I mean, they like it raw.
Yeah, and God, there's a song on this record called Gentleman, and I want to read you the first three lines of this song. This old middle finger has grown fat and tired from flicking the bird. My mouth has grown cankerous from spitting dirty words. I feel like a strung out snuffleupagus.
I mean, just the idea of snuffleupagus, like so weary he just can't even give anyone a finger anymore. Black Lips is the band. The album is Sing in a World That's Falling Apart. Let's go next to this really incredible record by the singer Ethan Gruska. It's called On Guard. This is Ethan Gruska. His album is called On Guard, and the song that we're listening to is called On the Outside. A singer and songwriter, Ethan Gruska, got his start in the duo The Bell Brigade with his sister, and this is his second solo album. And man, do I love all the little like colors and textures and sounds on this one.
You know, this is a singer-songwriter album that is also in equal part a producer album.
Yeah.
The production on this thing, I think, is just exquisite. He's doing lots of like little subtle touches where he's doing a lot of looping, and the sound just has this slightly off-kilter burbling quality to it that at the same time is so unbelievably warm. He has worked extensively with Phoebe Bridgers, who's one of my favorite newish singer-songwriters. And, you know, he worked on her debut album. She sings on a song on this record called Enough for You, which is just a fantastic song. And those qualities that I love in Phoebe Bridgers' music, you also hear in his, you know, just that mix of warmth and darkness and beauty and dread, you know, all swirling together. This is a terrific record.
You mentioned Phoebe Bridgers. He also works with Leon LaHavas on this record on a song called Haiku for You. I want to play a little bit of that, Haiku for You.
Yeah, you mentioned the collaborators on this thing. I mean, Blake Mills is on this record, Amos Lee, Moses Sumney.
Right.
He's got a very long list of collaborators, and you can tell, like, he loves, you know, working with other people in ways that make this record just that much prettier.
Yeah, really beautiful record. On Guard from Ethan Gruska. Let's go next to the rapper Hook. The rapper Hook has a new record called Crashed My Car.
Yes, ma'am. And your dude is a yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Fuck him with the basic. Yes, ma'am. Can't even say I want to a basic. All this shit you do is outdated. That is not my nigga, we ain't dated. I can't even talk, you know I'm faded. Told him we are done here, jaded. My niggas is gorillas, who you taking? You a slut too, who you shaming? Hold it with your blow, think I'm famous. Granddad and your bitch, yeah, less than pin. And I treat your dude like a yes man, man. I think I like my hubby and his best man. I just might kill upon your best friend. Damn, I think we motherfucker destined. Business acting strange like a left. Don't talk to me, I'm in a session. Don't talk to me, boy, I'm resting.
The rapper is Hook. The album is Crashed My Car, and the song we're listening to is called Yes Man, and NPR music contributor Mano Sundaresan's back again for this one. Hey, Mano.
Hey, what's up?
This is one you brought to the table, totally new to me. I really love it. Tell us who Hook is and what you're loving about this
one. I'm so happy that you guys love this so much. Hook is a rapper from Riverside, California. She is honestly one of my favorite rappers right now. I was put onto her in mid-2019 with her album Bully. She put that out. She also put out a project called I Love You, Hook. She raps with this menace that is so rare in hip-hop today. It feels so organic, so authentic, without coming off at all as something mass-produced, something sort of from a major label in any way.
You say menace, and I think that's true, but what I really liked about it is there's this great tug of war between that sort of bravado, that fearlessness, and like anxiety and terror through the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the album apparently was inspired by an actual car crash. And she's also been saying to, like, listen to this album while you're in a car, so I'm very confused by the actual intent here.
I do not recommend like, that.
I don't know about that. But, she definitely toes that line between, you know, straight rage, menace, and then this anxiety, this deep-seated heartbreak at times. There's a lot in here where she's talking about going after her man and going after men in her life that have just done her wrong.
There's also a certain sense of craft here. I think in some of the most aggressive moments, I was reminded a little bit of, have you heard More Mother?
I haven't.
Just really, really super intense and rageful, but with that same kind of sense of just unbridled power that is really refreshing to hear and really bracing.
She's also just like hilarious to me. I think so much rap tries so hard to become, in this day and age, you know, TikTok fodder, just music that is for these like little 7 second, 8 second blips for teenagers to dance to. And this is what a lot of that music is trying to be. It's like very, so authentic.
Hook is the rapper. Her new album is called Crashed My Car. Thanks, Mono.
Thank you.
We've got one more album that we want to highlight before we take a break. It comes from the singer Andy Schauf. His new record is called The Neon Skyline.
Seems like I should have known better than to turn my head like it didn't matter. Why do the things I do?
This is Andy Schauf, the singer-songwriter Andy Schauf. His new album is called The Neon Skyline, and this song is Things I Do. I think he's just a really gifted singer-songwriter, but more than that, a gifted storyteller. Mm-hmm. He's someone I discovered about 5 years ago when he released the album The Bearer of Bad News. And I think I was just immediately taken with his voice and those really tightly knit harmonies you kind of heard there on the song The Things I Do.
Yeah, you love it. You love an Elliott Smithian
songwriter. Totally guilty.
But he also stands out. I mean, you mentioned the kind of storytelling that goes into these songs. If you read his lyric sheet, it really reads like prose.
Yeah.
And the concept behind his last solo album, The Party, was that every song was about like somebody who was at one party.
Yeah.
This album, The Neon Skyline, is about going to a bar, finding out that your ex is in town, and having your ex show up.
Right.
And so he wrote all the songs on this record about that central idea and has the songs flow in narrative order. He apparently wrote 50 songs about this one night at the bar and winnowed them down to one album. So you just get a sense of just the sheer amount of ideas pouring out of this dude.
Yeah, all on this one moment and one evening in this one bar. Such economy in his songs too. Just like the barest rhythms, they kind of take a backseat. Some little clarinet lines, little piano, little guitar. And I also love how sort of sinister his music is in a very subtle way. You know, even when it seems bright and cheery, there's this little line of darkness that kind of runs through it all. Andy Schauf is the singer, and that is S-H-A-U-F. His album is called The Neon Skyline. We still have a few other albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, along with a packed lightning round of other notable releases. But first, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Jack Daniel's. Master distiller Jeff Arnett knows there are many elements to consider when making Tennessee whiskey, and each one contributes to its uniqueness.
It's hard to point to one thing at Jack Daniel's that creates its character. It's the water, it's the grain bill, it's the charcoal mellowing process, the yeast culture is unique to us, it's a proprietary culture, and it has a lot to say about the flavor of whiskey that it makes.
To learn more about Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, go to jackdaniels.com. Please drink responsibly.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Kay Buxbaum in support of the David Gilkey and Zabiula Tamana Memorial Fund, established to strengthen NPR's commitment to training and protecting journalists in high-risk environments.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on January 24th. We start the second half of our show off with the singer known as Cushy and his debut album, Strange Seasons.
There are things in me now that I can't get out, can't get out. But in time, let me show what I could not have known, could not have known. And this is
Again, this is Cushy's album Strange Seasons, and this song is called This Is. The whole album is really kind of, you know, moody and slinky and kind of dark like this, but it does get a little bit bigger at times. I'm going to scroll to the last minute or so of this song called This Is. Really beautiful record from Cushy, and that's K-H-U-S-H-I, singer, multi-instrumentalist, originally from London, who's worked with James Blake a good bit, as you might imagine.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, reading about this record, you know, he spent like 6 years making this record in a shed in East London.
Of course.
Kind of finished it up, you know, from songs that he'd been writing basically his whole life. And those songs got into the hands of James Blake, who must have gotten them and said, wow, these sound like me.
I love it.
I love it. And so James Blake ended up kind of mixing this record, and they started a musical partnership. He actually co-wrote some of the songs and helps produce James Blake's most recent album, Assume Form. And, you know, it's very much in that same family of like haunted, haunting, beautiful, just sounds kind of springing out from all over the place. Beautiful stuff.
Cushy is the singer, K-H-U-S-H-I, Cushy, and his album is called Strange Seasons. Let's go next to the guitarist, Jeff Parker. He's got a new one called Sweet for Max Brown.
Everyone moves like they've some place to go. Build a nest in a hostile world. Go by slow. A wise one told me they were disconsolate. There are no trapdoors if you believe in fate.
This is Jeff Parker. The album is Sweet for Max Brown, and the song that we're listening to is the opening cut. It's called Build a Nest. And joining us to talk about this one is Nate Chinin from WBGO and Jazz Night in America. Hey, Nate.
Hey, guys.
So Jeff Parker, best known to some as the guitarist for the band Tortoise, but he has worked with a ton of other artists over the years. Tell us what he's doing on this one, the solo album.
Well, this is the follow-up to an album called The New Breed, which was one of the early successes of this sort of scrappy indie label in Chicago called International Anthem.
Yeah.
And it just was put together in such a cool way. It didn't sound like the usual quote-unquote jazz meets hip-hop idea. You know, it was much more organic. I've referred to it before as a farm-to-table hip-hop, instrumental hip-hop album, you know, because he's sort of creating his own loops and sampling them and then building on them and then reconstituting them. And, you know, there's just a real sense of, you know, at every step in the process, he's intervening and remixing himself. And, you know, Jeff Parker, it's not that he was the first one to get there, but I think he showed how much style you can bring to that. And so this album is, it reflects the advances he's made since then. You know, he's sort of now building on that as a framework. So The New Breed is now the name of his band. And Sweet for Max Brown, the title is a reference to his mother, whose name is Maxine. You know, it's very personal, and it's also just an extension of this idea that's been building for the last several years.
Build a Nest, the cut that we played, is one of the few vocal tracks on it. It features Ruby Parker, the singer Ruby Parker. Let's hear one of the instrumental cuts called Fusion Swirl. And this is kind of a recurring groove that happens at several points in the record. I'm going to scooch ahead here so you can hear how it evolves towards the end.
One One thing that strikes me about this album is that there are two scenes that Jeff Parker belongs to at this point. You know, he's a product of Chicago, but he's been a resident of Los Angeles for a while. And these are two creative communities that are just banging at the moment, you know? For improvised music, Chicago and LA are just powerhouses. You know, you really can't tune them out. And it strikes me that this is simultaneously like a super Chicago album and also like a super LA album.
Yeah, it's really hard to use a word. The word that comes to mind sometimes when I hear his playing, not only here, but in Tortoise, is a word I never want to associate with jazz music that I like. It's smooth.
Yeah, don't fear the smooth, Stephen. Embrace.
You just hate to hear like a really great work of jazz and be like, oh yeah, that's smooth.
I'm on a mission to reclaim smooth as a positive attribute in the 2020s.
Jeff Parker is the artist. The album is called Sweet for Max Brown. Thanks, Nate.
Thank you, guys.
All right, from Jeff Parker, let's go next to the album from Yorkston, Thorn, and Khan. The album is called Navarasa, Nine Emotions.
Are the sharings not for you, my Bonnie Alassio? Are the shearings not for you, my Bonnie Alassio? Are the shearings not for you, for your back head would not bow, and your belly's overfull, my Bonnie Alassio?
This is Yorkston, Thorn, and Khan. The record is Navarasa, Nine Emotions, and this song is called The Shearings Not For You. Let's see, James Yorkston on guitar, John Thorn on bass, and Suhail Yusuf Khan. Lots of different worlds coming together on this record.
Yeah, where do you begin? You just have this swirl of Scottish folk music, modern jazz, music from India and Pakistan. In addition to like an instrumental, you also have songs sung in English and Urdu and a Hindi dialect and Punjabi. So many different sound worlds all held together. James Yorkston, when asked, you know, what binds all these sounds together, said that they were bound together by, quote, a dark happiness.
You could really get a taste of the Scottish folk on the cut we played, The Shearings Not For You. Here's something that's completely different. It's the opening cut called Suke Hue.
Ab ke hum bichhde to shayad kabhi khwabon mein mile. Jis tarah sukhe hue.
So all three of them sing on the record. You'd barely guess that these were on the same album, but they fit together so perfectly. Navarasa, Nine Emotions, these are the individual artistic emotions, and each of the tracks is named for them. So there's sorrow, disgust, anger, and fear, but also there's wonder and love and beauty and laughter and courage and peace. I just think a breathtaking record, absolutely breathtaking. Yorkston, Thorn, and Khan are the artists on this one. It's called Navarasa, Nine Emotions. We have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but let's do a quick lightning round of some of the other notable releases out today. I'll start with Lola Marsh. Lola Marsh, kind of a moody pop and rock band from Tel Aviv. They have a new record called Someday, Tomorrow, Maybe. There's a band called October Drift that makes wonderful 90s kind of grungy guitar rock. They've got a new record called Forever, Whatever. And OK Kaya, a really, really good one from OK Kaya, singer-songwriter. Yeah, called Watch This Liquid Pour Itself.
Well, a couple of industry veterans we don't want to skip. Wire has a new album called Mindhive. Wire's been around since the mid-70s, still cranking out really pretty vital-sounding records.
That's a good one.
Pet Shop Boys, another group that's been around for ages, their new album is called Hotspot. Wolf Parade is back with a record called Thin Mind. Some beautiful, kind of sad singer-songwriterly music from Sarah Mary Chadwick called Please Daddy. Each week this year, there's going to be more and more stuff.
Yeah.
So we might as we'll get used to it.
Yeah, I really like that Sarah Mary Chadwick record. All those albums out now on January 24th, along with the last one that we want to feature. It comes from the band Bonnie Light Horseman. It's a self-titled record. This is Bonnie Light Horseman. Bonnie Light Horseman, their album is self-titled, and this beautiful song is called The Roving. This is a band sort of like the Yorkston Thorn Con, a trio of artists coming together for something totally new.
Well, and bringing together a lot of ancient sounds as well. And again, like that previous record, you know, finding something really beautiful. Bonnie Light Horseman is kind of a folk supergroup, in a sense. Anais Mitchell, who just had huge success at the Tony Awards with an adaptation of her musical Hadestown. She's in this group with Eric D. Johnson from Fruit Bats, a group that's been around for a couple of decades. Josh Kaufman, who's played with Josh Ritter and The National, and working with a lot of guests who I think will be familiar to people on the show, people like Justin Vernon and a lot of kind of Justin Vernon's cohort, you know, people like Aaron Dessner, The Staves, Lisa Hannigan, Kate Stables of This Is the Kit. You know, so you just get a sense of that feel of warmth and community that all those artists working together bring out. They're working with a lot of traditional music and ancient music, but also kind of writing new interpretations. And so it's a mix of traditional music and modern composition in ways that is really swooningly rendered and really out of time. I think this is a gorgeous record.
Yeah, and the seams in the way they've stitched all those worlds together. The seams don't show at all. It's totally seamless. They really move beautifully between the two worlds. Bonnie Light Horseman is the band, and their new album is called Bonnie Light Horseman. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
If you want to hear full versions of the songs that we featured on this episode and a whole bunch of other new music out this week, we've got expanded New Music Friday playlists in both Spotify and Apple Music. Just open one of those apps and search for NPR Music. You can also listen on our website at npr.org/allsongs. Sign up for our newsletter to keep up with the latest from NPR Music. You'll find that at npr.org/musicnewsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well. Have a great weekend and treat yourself to lots of music.